you know, the jobs in Ohio are tied to exports that are under threat. And this is because of congressional inaction, which is kind of interesting. Sometimes we hear concern about Congress's actions, but this is inaction that you're concerned about. I thought I'd let you, you know, take it from there. What concerns you? What's the issue? And what would you like the public to know about what can happen?
Well, the failure to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank has devastating consequences for the economy, and it has particularly devastating consequences for states that manufacture at high rates, like Ohio. Ohio is a manufacturing intensive state. The key for growth of the economy and the growth of manufacturing is exports. Getting our products, we want to sell our stuff to people overseas. 95% of the world's consumers live outside of the borders of the United States, and without the Export-Import Bank, exports are going to be severely impacted in a very negative way.
There are also, I would imagine, a lot to do, you know, with Ohio, obviously. There's certainly some numbers that are very key, you know, to specifically our state.
Ohio has a lot at risk here, and that's exactly why Congressman Mike Turner and Senators Rob Portman and Senator Sherrod Brown all support the reauthorization of the Ex-Im Bank. Unfortunately, Congressman Bob Latta, who is close to your listening area, does not support the reauthorization of the bank, and that's really unfortunate. What Congress is doing by not reauthorizing the bank is they're sending a message to Americans that their jobs and their quality of life is not a priority. And that's not why we send people to Congress. You know, I'm from Chillicothe originally, and it's really distressing for me to see that some members of the Ohio delegation, like Jim Jordan and others, the Ohio congressional delegation, are not just opposed to the reauthorization of the Ex-Im Bank. They've taken it up as a cause célèbre. They have made it their mission to get rid of this very important agency that helps create jobs in their home state. I don't understand that. I don't understand how we can send people to Washington that are actually working in opposition to the best interests of the people of their state and their congressional district. If you just look at some of the companies just in your listening area, Bar Splice Products, Eastman Kodak, Lion Apparel, Lightflex, Tip Machine, Trimble Navigation, X-Spine Systems. I could go on and on with a list of the companies that benefit from the financing of the Export-Import Bank. What has happened, Kevin, is that without export financing, many countries around the world simply will not allow manufacturers in the United States to bid on projects that they're seeking. So we're losing to other countries around the world, and we're just simply unilaterally disarming and ceding our mantle of economic excellence.
All right, why do you think that there's that lack of support, and what do you think the public can do about it?
So sadly, what has happened is many members of Congress have decided that they want to take a stand. They want to take a stand against government programs that they think are somehow, you know, are distorting the economy. Here's the bottom line with the Export-Import Bank. It's the one agency of the federal government that actually makes money for taxpayers. It doesn't lose money. It actually makes money, and it creates jobs. There are thousands of programs and government regulations that actually hurt manufacturers and hurt our ability to compete and succeed. And until those are addressed, it is absolutely foolhardy to come after the one thing that actually helps manufacturers. But what people can do, Kevin, and they can do it very loudly, they can call their members of Congress, and they can say, we need the Export-Import Bank reauthorized, and we need it reauthorized now because it's costing us jobs and opportunities in this country. General Electric, for instance, completely dismissed moving their headquarters to Cincinnati because of the opposition from key leaders of the Ohio congressional delegation, like Jim Jordan. They have lost contracts and made decisions to move facilities into Europe because they can't compete if they're located in the United States. Orbital has just lost a major contract on a satellite that Azerbaijan was purchasing, and they lost it to a Canadian-backed enterprise because Canada has an export-import bank. We're going to see this over and over again, the number of projects that American workers lose because Congress, and there's no other way to say it, Congress is thumbing their nose at the American people and saying that their jobs simply don't matter. So what people can do is they can call their members of Congress. First of all, call Congressman Mike Turner, call Senator Rob Portman, call Senator Sherrod Brown, and say thank you very much for supporting the Export-Import Bank. We need to let folks who do the right thing know that we appreciate their work. But we can also send the message that we would like them to hold their congressional leaders accountable and get this bill, get this legislation on the floor for a vote. And then for those who are in Congressman Bob Latta's district or perhaps other congressional districts where the member of Congress doesn't support the Ex-Im Bank, make a call to those members of Congress, express disappointment, tell that member of Congress that you expect them and you sent them to Washington to look out for American jobs and opportunities, and you expect them to vote to support the Export-Import Bank. Let me give you one more clip, if I could.
Please do.
You know, there are so many eager young people at Miami University, the University of Dayton, and others who are looking for opportunities, and there's no better or more lucrative opportunity than in manufacturing and the manufacturing workforce. But if we don't reauthorize the Export-Import Bank, there are going to be fewer opportunities for those young people. They need to stand up. Their parents need to stand up and give members of Congress a call and tell them that they don't want opportunities that exist for them, the opportunities that existed today, to be squandered because of congressional inaction. I remember when my dad he's told me so many stories about the time when he was stationed at Wright-Patt Air Force Base and the incredible opportunities for Americans that existed during that time period when manufacturing was growing and thriving. We have traditionally had a commitment to growing manufacturing in this country because they're incredible jobs, they're good-paying jobs, and they help us ensure that America remains the economic powerhouse in the world. Today, however, Congress has decided that manufacturing and jobs in this country simply don't matter. So it's time to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank if we want to make sure that America's mantle of economic greatness is maintained for the future. One thing that's encouraging for manufacturers is the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, has been a very strong advocate for reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank. Unfortunately, he's got to corral a very rowdy and unhelpful group of Republicans in his caucus that are trying to kill the bank. If we could have more leaders like John Boehner, this wouldn't be an issue. John Boehner gets it. He was a former manufacturer. He understands the importance of making sure that we have every tool at our disposal to ensure that American manufacturers can compete and succeed in the world marketplace. We just have to get more members of Congress to exhibit the same kind of leadership as Speaker Boehner.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Take care.
All right. See you later.